This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Michael Brown. Experts at the World Health Organization Tuesday acknowledged there is growing evidence the coronavirus can spread through the air and said they are preparing a brief on the subject. The head of the WHO Technical Committee said the UN agency was contacted in April by a group of more than 200 scientists who have called for the world body and others to acknowledge that the coronavirus can spread in the air. Committee is studying the matter. University of Washington's Institute for Health and Metrics says if current trends continue, the coronavirus death toll in the United States could reach 208,000 by November. The Institute said if 95% of people wear a mask in public, some 45,000 lives might be saved. The Institute's director, Dr. Christopher Murray, said making masks compulsory could, in his words, save an economic benefit, but staving off the need to keep the businesses closed. Murray said the United States never experienced what he called a true end to the first wave of the virus, but he said that doesn't mean there won't be a second wave starting around September, when cooler weather allows the virus to live longer and people staying indoors makes it easier for the virus to spread from person to person. Murray said the second wave will hit hardest in states already seeing high rates of infection, including Florida and Texas. The White House formally notified the United Nations that it's pulling the United States out of the World Health Organization despite the surging number of COVID-19 cases in the country. President Trump froze the funding in April and announced his intentions to drop out. This is VOA News.